الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. And I want to remind you that you can get a Quran for free. You can get it out the library. You go online to Quran.com. That's Quran.com, and look at it for free. Or you can go to one of your neighborhood masjids, places of worship, and they will give you one there. Or you can order online and buy one if you like and get a Quran in whatever language you speak. Although Quran, the original Quran, is in Arabic, but they have the translation, a rough translation of the Arabic and whatever language that you speak. So let me move on. Also, by the way, those of you who have been attending this week's Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be mischief makers. That's mischief. Then you have a little dash there. Then makers. That mischief makers. And you may have different definition of this particular word, but one of the meanings of it is a harm or trouble caused by someone or something. And hopefully I'll give a little explanation of what I'm talking about when I run through it and my definition, or the definition that I found regarding the proofs from Islam about the word mischievous person, or mischievous, some kind of call them, or mischief maker. And we're talking about a person that, for example, they will go and take someone's land. I want your land, and so I'm going to take it from you by a weapon or something like that and make you move off your land. Or they may go to a land from place to place and enslave people, take their land, and also enslave the people who are there. Or take the people from that land and take them to another land and enslave those people and make them work for them for free. They will be their slaves, and they will call themselves the master of these people. And so those are also the mischief makers that go from place to place causing problems and enslaving people. They may also make people feel like strangers in their own land. In other words, they take over the people's land, and then they make the people carry around cards to identify themselves, only let them live in certain areas on that particular land. And they can only work in certain areas, live in certain areas, and land has been with their people for the longest time, long as those new people came to that land. Or they would go and they move people, push people almost into the water, or push people onto, here in America, they might call it reservation, for example, and put them on a reservation. Okay, this is your land. and you can do what you want with this piece of land, but the rest of this land here, the larger portion, belongs to us for us to do whatever we want. Or they may go, for example, someplace, and they say, well, can we negotiate that your land, to give us part of your land? And then, for example, they may ask me, can we negotiate and get part of your land? And if I said no, then they may go and just take the land from me and make it their own land and start spreading their land onto my land that they claim. And so those are the ones who are the mischief makers, the one that cause harm or trouble to someone else or to something. Or they may go to someone else's land and just take the minerals, the gold, the silver, whatever it is. They will start taking that or natural resources they will take from those people and maybe make their own money off of it or tell the people, well, you have to start paying us to utilize this material or this mineral that was yours before we got here. Or we come from one land and we go ahead and take your land from you and establish it now as our land, even rename the land that we just took from you. And so there's all kinds of ways that people can go and be mischief makers throughout the world. And they can also totally erase a person's culture or their customs and then make them do their culture or their custom, and they have no say whatsoever in that land or in their pertaining to their culture, and they'll start taking on their conqueror's culture. And one particular Muslim, he said something like that, like, for example, a person would make the person who is the oppressor, that the oppressor seems right and the oppressed seem wrong. And so we have to be careful of that, because those people who are in charge of information, then they can fill your head with whatever they want to fill your head with and guide you whatever way they want to guide you. I pray that Allah, you be able to think straight and that you be able to think independent from those people who want to misguide you and make you think the way they want you to think. And I know some people may have a problem with this, and pretty much when you have a podcast, you could pretty much say what you want to say. But of course, if you say something that some people don't like, the next thing you know, you're no longer going to be broadcasting. And I understand that part. But the truth is the truth. No matter how much it hurts people, you're telling the truth to make people aware of what is the truth and what is falsehood. And so I want to also mention, we're talking about mischief makers, those people who go and harm or cause trouble to somebody, to someone else or to something, that they may even go around starting wars throughout the land. Go to this land and start a war and conquer the people, then go to another land and start a war and go ahead and conquer the people. Or they go in there acting like they're your friend, but next thing you know, they're just taking over your land, and they really show their true side of who they are. You all know what I'm talking about. You look at history, you know exactly what I'm talking about, and maybe you're experiencing this. I'm just letting you know from an Islamic standpoint pertaining to the people who make a mischief throughout the land. And from an Islamic standpoint, they may do mischief now, but they're going to pay for it later. They don't pay for it now, they pay for it later, because Allah can see a black ant sitting on a black rock on a black night. So you can certainly see what these individuals are doing that causing problems throughout the land. And so they're not getting away with anything, and they just strive to conquer all that they're conquering, and they're getting ready, getting away with everything, but they are not. Because it's an angel on the right is writing down their good deeds, and an angel on the left shoulder writing down their bad deeds that we do, or things that we say. And so they're not getting away with anything, and they have to answer for that on the day of judgment, their actions on the day of judgment, if they're not taken care of before that, and before that time, whatever way they're taking care of the people, or the people take back their, realize what's going on, and take their land back, or try to take their land back, or get in some kind of power position so they will be able to take their land. So I just wanted to mention these things to my beautiful students, so that we all will have an understanding of what's going on when you're talking about the conquering of somebody or someone or some other people, or even conquering of their land. And so I hope that this clears things up for you all regarding that. And so you have this one verse in the Quran, and so you could turn the Quran, you turn to chapter 2, verse 30. Again, chapter 2, verse 30. And this particular one, I'm going to read it in Arabic, and then I'll read it in English. And it basically said, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَا يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. And what it says in this particular verse, and I'll go ahead and translate it into English. And what it basically says is this. And again, we're gonna go to chapter 2, verse 30. And it says, Allah the Almighty revealed, and remember when your Lord said to the angel, Amalaika, verily I am going to place mankind, meaning the generation after generations on earth. They said, Will you place therein those who will make mischief on therein and shed blood, while we glorify you with praises and thanks? Exalted be you above all that they associate with you as partners, and sanctify you. He said, Allah said, I know that which you know not. And so we see from this the angels, when Allah made mankind, and the angels, they had a little problem with it, and they asked this question of Allah, why are you going to do such a thing? We do nothing but glorify you and praise you and thank you, and he's going to be like the thankless people, and they're going to do nothing but shed blood. And Allah said, I know what you know not. And then of course we have the choice: either we're going to be cause a mischief in the world, or we're going to not. In the earth, we're going to cause problems on earth, or we're not going to do so. And so you all know from the examples I gave earlier that there are a lot of examples how man have shown mischief in the land, and been mischief makers in the land, or troublemakers in the land, and the harm that they've done to people in the land. That's to this day, and the mischief that's going on throughout the world, where one group of people are dominating over another group of people, are harming another group of people, are bringing trouble to another group of people, even to the point, even harming them, bombing them, killing them, shooting them, whatever they're doing to the individuals. This is what they're doing to individuals, and doing harm to these individuals, and it's happening almost on a daily basis. And so this is something we're talking about, the mischief makers, and this is what they do. that may convince you that when a person warns you about something, that this person is the mischief maker. And a person doing nothing but warning you or making you abreast to what's going on. But then they may label that individual as a troublemaker, as a mischief maker, and then some people may believe them and say, yeah, you're right. He or she is a mischief maker or a troublemaker. And all they're doing is, and you see through history, is trying to inform the people and simply want the people to have their rights or want the people to give them their rights on their own land or let them do their cultural things on their own land. Before you got there, that's what they were doing. Now you're here, you want to change things, and they just want it the way it was before you got there, and they welcome you to on their land, and they make sure you were taken care of, and you adjusted to their land, and you were their guests. The guests in their land. But what did you do? You got there and you just took over their land and enslaved the people, or took the people from their land, or you caused it so that the people were strangers in their own land. And so we have to be very careful about that, that that's what the mischief makers would do towards us, or with us, and make us hate one another, and because they let them be free to do all the problems that they want to, and make it seem like they are right, and they are not right by any stretch of the imagination. And so let's even look at just a smaller thing, but certainly have an impact. And that is, for example, regarding the one who spreads gossip. And it is said by the prophet, peace be upon him, and he said, La yadkhulul jannata qattatu. And here it says in this particular verse from the prophet, peace be upon him, and he said, the mischief maker will not enter paradise. And as I mentioned earlier, that this person will not, or he or she will not enter the Jannah, or will not enter the paradise, the place where all the good things happen in this particular place, to the people in the place, and that's paradise, where whatever you want is in paradise. You don't age in paradise. You don't spit, urinate, those kind of things in paradise. You don't, and anything that you want, you receive it in paradise because of the good that you did on this earth. And so we all want to strive for our place in paradise and not cause mischief in the land, and cause problems for the people, and heartache for the people, and take away the culture of the people, or the land from the people, or enslave the people, or make the people, or oppress the people, or make the people subservient to you, and make them strangers in their own land. This is not right. And because it's not happening to you, and you witness it, but you do nothing about it. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing upon him, he said that when there's a wrong taking place or evil taking place, then you change it with your hand. And if you cannot do that, then you at least say something with your mouth. And if you cannot do that, at least you do the lowest faith, a lowest form of faith, which is hated in your heart. I don't like that. Some people, they may not change it with their hands or with their mouth. And then sometimes they don't even hate it in their heart that it's okay. It's happened to them or those people. And keep in mind that it could happen to them today and you tomorrow. So please keep that in mind, that you're not too far from the same thing happening to you and to those that you love. So I just want to emphasize that to my beautiful students and make you aware, because I have a very, very smart and intellectual students, free thinking students that can say, you know what, that doesn't make sense. and you read Quran for yourself, and they decide, okay, no more will we not this particular class take place. But they're not going to stop you from opening up your Quran and reading your Quran for yourself. They may silence my voice, but they will not silence your ability to read for yourself. And that Allah open up your heart and your eyes and your hearing to what you're reading. That you're not summun bukmun umyun. That you're not deaf, dumb, and blind to the truth. That Allah opens you up to the truth even after this program is over. For whatever reason, that you will still keep studying Islam on your own, or go to the nearest place of worship of the Muslims and learn more about Islam. You don't have to become Muslim. I'm not here to make you Muslim or anything like that, and even encourage you to become Muslim. I'm just giving you the truth about Islam, and then the decision is yours. The decision is yours to take in what I'm saying and understand what I'm saying and digesting what I'm saying. That would be totally up to you to do so or not do so. I'm just laying out there to you, and you can either drink from the cup I put before you of knowledge, or you could just leave it there on a counter or on a table and don't drink from it at all. And so what I want to do now, I want to read another hadith from Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings upon him, and he said, or one of his companions said, he said, shall I tell you who is the best of you? And the companion said, yes. And the Prophet said, yay. So you want to tell me who is the best of you? Who is higher, who is good of you? And they replied, yes. He said, those who remind you of Allah when you see them. He went on to say, so I tell you who is the worst of you? And they said, yes. He said, those who go about slandering, causing mischief between friends in order to separate them, and desiring to lead the innocent into wrong actions. So again, you have the mischief makers, the ones who are the best of us, and those who remind us of Allah. Those who are Muslim, we remind you to pray. We pray at least five times a day. So remind us about making our prayers. Remind us about fasting. Remind us about doing good. Those kind of things. That's the kind of individual or friend you want around you. But then you have the opposite side, Bill X. You have the opposite side of people who are not good for you. And those are the ones who slander people, or slander or cause problems between one person and another person, or lead people to do bad actions. I whispered to this one person, guess what so-and-so said about you? Now I go to so-and-so, guess what he said about you, causing mischief and problem between the two of you. Slandering one, or backbiting one. I want to be any place near that, because I don't want to be the worst. And those are the ones that cause the mischief in the land. And they're the ones that the Prophet Muhammad, and you listen to some of my former episodes, when you talk about what happens to a person who spreads mischief in the world. I won't get into it now. I let you go and find that for yourself and listen for yourself about my proof about what happens to those who cause mischief in the land. So you go ahead through some of the old episodes, old classes, and maybe some of you all remember yourself what I taught you pertaining to those who cause mischief in the land, and what happened to them when the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was traveling with the angel, and he showed them all the different things that happened to people upon their demise. And so I just want to emphasize to my students, what is a person who is a good person? Those who encourage you to do what to encourage you to worship Allah, to remember Allah. And then, of course, the bad person is the one that caused problems, a mischief between friends, and separating between friends. So be very, very much aware of this individual. And so it's also mentioned that the prophet, may peace be upon him, he said he feared mischief from a people, and then he made a supplication. And the supplication was, he said, "O Allah, we ask you to face them and seek your protection against their evil." And so we ask him for protection from those people who are the evildoers, the ones who go around causing mischiefs and problems. They will sneak up to you and smile in your face, but then they're really not your friend. They want to cause problems between you and cause mischief between you and those you call your friends. Maybe someone's not friendly with them or friend towards them, but they're friendly towards you. And so they don't like that. And they say sometimes misery loves company. And so it may whisper to you something that is not true about the individual, so that you can hate that individual and be in the same position as them, and that the individual does not like you, and because of what you created, that the person said about you, and they didn't say anything like that about you. Either you backbite the person, said something about the person, or you said something to slander the person that you don't want the person to hear. That even hear you saying it, but you said it, and it's wrong, and wrong what you say. And so, my students, I want to emphasize to you that don't be the one that's going to be the one who's going to be the mischief maker, meaning the ones that are going to cause harm and cause trouble to someone or to something, or the ones that go around and don't join them and taking the land of the people and say it's okay. Because, of course, it is not okay to take the land of someone else. Not okay if I'm next to my neighbor, but then again, I have, for example, I'm a shepherd, and so my goat or whoever I'm attending to, sheep, they eat from my land, but then also they eat from the land of my neighbor without the neighbor's permission, and of course this is wrong. Or I stretch my barrier from my land, and my barrier becomes taking some of my neighbor's land. This is not wrong. This is not right at all. This is wrong. This is wrong what I'm doing, because I'm taking something that do not belong to me. I might even tell my neighbor, the neighbor next to them, it's okay to do. Take from this person the other side from them until you encourage someone else to do a bad thing, like you doing something that is bad and dishonest. You want to take someone, join people that take the culture of other people, or the customs of other people, or the land of other people, or the minerals of other people. All this is wrong, and you're not getting away with anything. No one is getting away with anything. You may think you are, but you are not, because you're going to have to be held accountable and be before your Lord for the mischief that you call and the taking of the land from the people or the minerals from the people. This is not right, that you were not just with the people. And so I want to mention these things to my students, who also don't go around causing wars or starting wars with other people. And so you really don't want to do that, and you want to encourage others not to do that. And so please, my beautiful students, we don't want to be the ones that will not be able to enter into paradise because we caused the mischief in the land. And so we don't want to do that at all, my beautiful students. So I'm going to end at this point. I think you all got the point. To find out more and to learn more about Islamic faith and increase your knowledge of Islam, you can always go to Why Islam. You go to the International Online University, they learn more about Islam and get a degree in Islamic studies, or go to American Open University. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.